Matt Porter is on the line to me now from Matt Porter Web Design in Waldringfield. Matt, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us on the show today. We are going to discuss something now which is potentially quite a little worrying. There's a warning that a Russian website is accessing webcams on hundreds of computers in British homes and broadcasting live images. The Information Commissioner says people are putting themselves at risk by using weak passwords. Now, only the other day you were talking about a little camera thing that you could use to look at your, in your own home. What do you make of this story?
Well, I've actually had a look at the website. What these cameras are, is a similar issue occurred a few years ago when Wi-Fi routers were sold, when you bought Wi-Fi routers or whatever for your home, when they used to be sold or provided by telephone provider or the broadband provider, they generally didn't have a password on and they were open. And so when you drove around back then, you could see hundreds and hundreds of open wireless networks. Okay. Yep. It was only later on when it was discovered to be an issue that people could access these wireless networks everywhere that these providers started putting passwords on them. Now, in this case, these are a few makes of webcam which have either got no password associated with them as an admin password or a default one which would be a string of numbers, yeah, you know, which are easily broken. So these are particularly, they're like, from what I can see, four or five makes of cameras which are, again, like I said, a few years old, which either didn't have a password set or have a very easy password. Now, this website in particular is only showing cameras where there is no password associated with that camera. So they're not, as far as I can see, illegally hacking into anything. They are just simply showing something which is available on the public domain should somebody have the nous to scan for these cameras. Because they kind of, if you were to scan the internet, they return like a signature, which means, yeah, that's definitely a camera on that IP address. We can then view it. So there are really like open websites. What the problem really is that, one, they were sold with no security on them, which you could put down to naivety or ignorance of the manufacturer at the time, perhaps, where they thought, oh, I'm sure these people will set their own passwords. But like I said, what manufacturers have done since is say, you know, we cannot rely on our customers to do this or understand how to do it, so we will set a secure password for every single one that we produce.
I think the worrying thing for people who have got these webcams, and some people will have them up outside their property, yeah, to keep an eye on things.
Yeah.
Some will have them inside, yeah, to keep an eye on things. Mm. And if people can access those images of inside your home or outside your home, it's very easy to work out a pattern of what time people go to work, what time they come home. So this is basically, you could have your own home staked out by someone in a different part of the world.
Possibly. The point is that, yes, you can see where this particular camera is in someone's house, but you've then, if you are a criminal, you've got to work out where they actually are geographically. And that is there is no absolute to the point, or, you know, to IP addresses, which is what everyone has when they connect to the internet, most of the time they are assigned dynamically by the provider. So when you connect to the net, they give you an IP address. So for instance, if I put into if I did a search on my IP address, it would actually say I'm in Norwich, because that's where the IP address was.
So people don't need to necessarily worry about this. It's just a case of people can spy, can see what's on these cameras, but it would probably be difficult to identify the property.
But again, what I could see from looking through these, there are camera views of cots, very few, I might add. Most of them are people's cars parked in drives, and if not, pets. Lots of people appear to have pets. And the rest of them are offices or coffee machines or ridiculous things like that. So You know, it really, it's about people should be aware if they are to buy these cameras, they must make sure that the first thing they do is set a secure password. Don't use, you know, a string of numbers. Go and do a search for a secure password generator, set a secure password, and this is not going to happen. There are thousands of them. They're all over the world. But, you know, what can I say? It's a good news story because it's viewing live footage of people's homes, but a lot of it is a picture of someone's driveway and it's empty or something like that. And okay. It's difficult to track exactly where
okay.
people
but
are.
But just a word of warning for us, you know, we need to have things password protected.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
exactly. Okay, password protection, we've spoken about it before, so yes, that's right.
It's the bottom line, isn't it? Thank you ever so much. That's our gadget guru, Matt Porter from Matt Porter Web Design in Walderingfield, our gadget man who'll be on the show next week again reviewing various gadgets, thegadgetman.org.uk if you want to see what he normally does with us. But a warning about this Russian website accessing webcams.